I'm Martin Tebow, and this is The Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Reginald Marsh is best known for depicting the bustling and sometimes bawdy scenes of early 20th century New York. He painted images of people riding the subway or walking the streets at night, vaudeville performances, and the entertainments of Coney Island. His New York was always awake and always alive. The David Owsley Museum of Art owns a somewhat unusual example of Marsh's work, a comparatively tranquil 1936 watercolor called Brooklyn Bridge with Manhattan Skyline. This watercolor captures New York City's character in a different way by focusing on the soaring architecture of downtown Manhattan and the city's most famous bridge as viewed from Brooklyn. In the background, skyscrapers reach so high they almost fade into the clouds. One of the Gothic towers from the Brooklyn Bridge anchors the left side of the composition, and the suspension wires stretch horizontally through the middle ground. The foreground is occupied by the East River and its docks. Though there are no people visible in the scene, the sketchiness and spontaneity of Marsh's watercolor technique makes the city vibrate with energy nevertheless. Marsh wanted his viewers to see New York as he saw it, full of dynamism, life, and every possibility imaginable. We'd like to thank Ball State student Caroline Heilman for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.